Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m. RTE Radio 1.
It's another busy programme. We only have an hour and a half to get through it all, so let's begin. Let's go straight to Brenda Donoghue, reporting live from where, Brenda?
From Rye!
Hello, good afternoon to you, Marty. How's everybody there in Studio 7 in Dublin?
We're all well, but more importantly, how are you? And are you in North Cork? Is that where you are?
Well, I'll tell you where I am exactly. It's one of those moments where I wish I had a camera, because I am coming live from Billy Murphy's Kitchen, which is above the very inviting Elbow Lane Inn pub on Fitzgerald Place, over the market in the town of
Fermoy.
Yes, Fermoy. And the reason we're upstairs in his kitchen, which thank God has been renovated now since there are about 30 or 40 people here, is because I had a bit of a technical issue. Wi-Fi Billy worked in your kitchen. So thanks very much for the lend of the hall.
Would it work in any other part of the house, do you think?
Would we try the bedroom, Billy?
I think I'm getting a call over that already.
Tell me, lovely pub you have here, Elbow Lane. Why Elbow Lane? What's the name?
Well, the lane here alongside us has an elbow bend on the top of it.
Right.
And that's the reason it's called the Elbow Lane Inn.
But it's very posh, because you've opera nights and you've poetry nights.
Oh, God, yeah, well, we're very posh people.
Right.
Very cultured.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
and
we come from
singing
North
and everything,
Cork.
Yes.
We have a very nice pub.
All right, well, look, thank you, Billy. And Donal O'Loughlin, you made the pitch on Wednesday's show for the wonderful town of Fermoy. Remind everybody why we're here today. Is that all right?
Right.
Sorry, will somebody make me a cup of tea, please?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Donal, yes. Yeah.
Well, what I said was that if you stick your neck out and do anything worthwhile in Fermoy, volunteers appear out of nowhere to help. And you can see them all here today. It's a fabulous town. Now, the other thing I love about
the town... you brought me for a walk earlier, and the whole drainage system and the flood system that you've put in place is really impressive.
Yeah, we've gone down on the flooding stakes here now. We're going to be down at the bottom of the league around the country from now on. But the flood works are absolutely fantastic. The OPW did a marvellous job, and it's like something you see now in a rich city in Europe, and you should really come to Fermoy if only for that.
Well, I've come to Fermoy for lots of reasons, Marty. Including love, right?
Love.
And I'm not talking about Billy Murphy's back bedroom here. I am talking about...
Why not?
Oh, Billy,
did you
hear that?
This is a family programme. I did. This is a family programme, Brenda.
I've come here, as I said, for love and romance and an impending marriage. And if you come back to me a little later on the show, I am going to blow your mind away with tales of love and romance and introducing kind of, I suppose, Ireland's latest celebrity couple who are about to tie the knot. So I hope that has whetted your appetite a little. And if not, I'll give you a little teaser before I go. So hang tight. See, can you get a clue about who I'm talking about, who intends to get married this year? Take it away there, boys.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. We're ready to race to you. These days are all happy and free. These days are all, share them with me. Goodbye, grey sky, hello, blue. Nothing can hold me when I hold with you. It feels so right.
Sounds great to me. Certainly, the three Irish tenors and Dermot Gavin, who's with me in the studio, we're all trying to figure out who it is. What do you think, guys? Come on, you're in the music business. Unique sound.
It's a bit of a...
It's kind of a swing.
It's a bit of a swing sound. Feel to it, yeah.
Bit of a swing sound.
Crystal Swing?
Crystal Swing, I think it could well be. We will find out later.
Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m, RTE Radio 1.
But right now, we're going from Dublin 4 to North Cork, down to Fermoy. Hello, Brenda.
Hey!
Oh. Hey. Marty, welcome to Billy Murphy. It's a very packed kitchen here. So anybody listening, I just want you to close your eyes and think that we're actually broadcasting from a kitchen filled with, I would say, 100 people. Am I right? Hey! Young, old, everything. Now, we had a little teaser at the end. It's a huge kitchen, yes. Loads of road frontage, Billy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, right.
We seem to have a problem with Fermoy at the moment, but I'm sure we'll rejoin Brenda in a moment. I can hear Fermoy calling in the distance. Hello, Fermoy.
Oh, party back again. Hey! We've moved into the sitting room, so hopefully
well,
you can
so
hear us clearer.
Well, I'm so glad, Brenda. It's but way I'm better in the sitting room. And then again, maybe not.
Actually, it's very cosy here. Oh, no. Can you hear me, Marty?
Just about. There's a slight breakup, Brenda, I'm afraid. But keep going.
All right. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I was talking about love and impending marriage. And I gave a little teaser at the end of the first link. And that teaser was Crystal Swing. Hey! Are local to the Fermoy area. And I have Mary, of course, the mammy, the matriarch, the driver, should we say, literally, of Crystal Swing. How are you? You're very local to Fermoy, Mary.
Hi, Brenda. Great to be here with you, my good friend again. And hi, Marty. Great to talk to you. I'm delighted to be here. Yeah, Fermoy is a local town of ours. It's only about 15, 20 minutes out the road. And I would have a lot of strong connections here in Fermoy, a lot of good friends and a lot of fans down this side. But actually, there would be no Crystal Swing only for Fermoy, because it was in Fermoy that I met my husband.
Ooh.
And that began... That's where the two of these came from. So, my husband is only lives out the road and from near Mitchellstown. So, it was in Fermoy I met him at a venue called Talk of the South going back about 30 years ago. And, that was really, I suppose, where Derek and Darabla then came along afterwards, you know.
Now, we're speaking of love, Mary, and something happened a couple of weeks ago. Will you share it with everybody?
I will indeed. I'm delighted to say that Darabla is getting married to a fantastic guy called Tim. And he comes from a fantastic family, I have to say, which is brilliant because I get on great with his mum and his dad and his sisters, and they're a lovely, lovely family, which is a brilliant
Very
bonus.
Political of you, but go on, tell me, what did Tim
I'll tell
do?
You, early November, Tim came into the kitchen and he said, Mary, he rang me ahead of time and he said, I have something.
Yeah, I'm afraid that line just keeps...
And,
we're back again.
Line is breaking up.
Oh, no. That's a pity.
No, we can hear you, Brenda.
Well,
keep going.
Talking
Do
anyway,
keep
Brenda.
Talking. Yeah, we're tuned in.
I'll keep going. Anyway, here we go again. Tim came into the kitchen and my husband and myself were there and he said, can I ask Dervla to marry me? So we said... Oh, yes, please, Tim. We'd be delighted, you know. So I knew it for about a couple of weeks before he proposed to Dervla. And, it was a very, very hard secret to keep, Brenda, as you can imagine, especially me. I cannot keep secrets, but I did. And I did it for Tim. And so I think Dervla will be able to tell you what happened
well,
next, Brenda.
That's wonderful news. And Dervla and Tim, congratulations. Dervla, how was the proposal? How did he do it?
Oh, it was very, very romantic, Brenda. Well, we were celebrating our 3-year anniversary and we were going away for a little break and I didn't know where I was going at all. It was a total surprise and we went up to Ashford Castle in County Mayo and I was treated like a princess and he got down on one knee and he asked me to marry him and it didn't take me 1 second to answer. So I'm absolutely thrilled.
Well, you are absolutely glowing. And Marty, it is time to meet the man that has won Dervla's heart, Tim O'Connor. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Brenda.
Now, is this your first time ever on the radio?
It is indeed, yeah. Well, we were down in the Rose of Tralee, right, the year before last, so that was my first time on TV. Probably the last as well as...
So you're the man that's won her heart. So what is it like, first of all, getting involved in a kind of a showbiz family? Because they're on the road all the time. You know, the mammy, Derek, of course.
Well, it's certainly different. Definitely took a while to adjust to it, but definitely has its advantages over its disadvantages.
Like?
You get to meet celebs and famous people like yourself. where we get trips out, and sometimes we get the odd free meal in a restaurant, so we don't complain.
And talk to me about Dervla. 3 years together. Did you know straight away she was the woman for you, Tim?
Well, I knew of Dervla beforehand, but I always thought she was well out of my league, to be honest. But it was kind of through Derek we kind of got chatting, and not sure who wouldn't want to be with a tall, beautiful blonde like.
And you knew straight away, though, it was love at first sight for you.
Yeah, we hit it off straight away. I think we get on very well. Just the click, and just knew I knew Dervla was the one for me. And
well, I know she is glowing here. And you mentioned Derek, of course, from Crystal Swing. Hey! Derek!
Hi, Brenda.
Are you still single, please?
No, Brenda, I'm afraid. I'm taken as well. Yeah, so I'm with a girl now over a year. So we're getting on great. Her name is Claire.
Yeah.
And she's only 10 minutes away from where I live as well. So, no, I'm taken, I'm afraid, Brenda. But I'll always have room in my heart for you.
All right, fair enough. Now, listen, you acted as the matchmaker, really, between Tim and Dervla. And you might be getting kind of a brother, so to speak.
That's right. Well, it's a buy one, get one free deal. If he gets Dervla, I go with him. I go with her. But, no, I couldn't be happier. I love Tim as well, as much as Dervla loves him. And we get on great. And we do. We get on like a house on fire. So I couldn't be happier for her either. Although, I wasn't asked at all. I thought no, I'd get the permission for Dervla to be Tim's wife. Yeah, but he asked Mum and Dad.
And tell me, Tim, did you think it was important to go and ask the Mum and Dad first?
I think it's the traditional thing to do, I suppose. This way, the way we were reared, and I think Dervla's parents are very traditional as well. So I think it's the right way to do it. It's just the honourable thing to do.
And Dervla, your plans, when is the big day? You know I have the hat always ready.
Well, we set the date straight away when we got engaged, Brenda.
Jeez, and you're very eager.
We're very, very eager. We said, why not? Let's just do it. There's no point in hanging around. So we have the date set now for Saturday the 15th of August, and we're going to keep it local. We're going to have our reception in the Middleton Park Hotel, and of course the church where I'm from in Lisgould. So it's all excitement, and I have the dress picked, and we kind of have nearly everything done.
And you picked the ring as well. The ring is beautiful. Everybody look at a ring. Describe your engagement ring for us. I know Marty loves this kind of thing. Go on.
Well, my engagement ring, I think I can safely say I genuinely think it's the nicest ring that any girl could wish for. Tim did the right thing. When he went down on his knee, I got a token ring, and he said he actually had only told his sister about the proposal, and Deirdre said to him, don't you pick the ring anyway. Let her pick out the ring herself. And when I saw this ring, then it just jumped out at me. It's a big rock. There's lots of sparkles. And it always sparkles when I'm up on stage, and everyone compliments it, so I'm really proud to wear this ring.
Well, I have to say, we all, on behalf of Marty and everybody who listens to the show today, we wish you and Tim lots of happiness in 2015 and for the rest of your lives, definitely.
Thank you.
And finally, Mary, Derek, have we big things for Crystal Swing in 2015?
Yeah, we have very exciting stuff coming up in the next few months, Brenda. We're actually recording a new album at the moment with a guy called Joe McNamee. He's a member of the Ryan Turner Band, and it's going to be a great album.
Well, we seem to have lost our connection with Fermoy, but certainly for Dervla and Tim, we have an added little bonus, because guess what? It's the three Irish tenors.
Congratulations and jubilations. We want the world to know they're happy as can be. Congratulations and jubilations. We want the world to know they're happy.